This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Wow, hey, haha, ta 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 ta, it's me, I'm Willy Wonka, welcome to the Chocolate Factory. Whew, I am out of breath, I just did a whole...
Wow.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah,
and
we've been waiting out here for 45 minutes, and then you sort of came out in a panic.
I did a fake, like I was walking with a cane, and then I did a frontward roll, and I'm pretty sure I snapped my ankle in two.
Where is my check? I haven't been paid.
Uh-oh.
And you are more than 45 minutes late.
Ha, huh, go see HR, why don't you? Joke's on him. HR stands for hardly real. Young girl, what's your name?
My name's Veruca Salt, and I'm the one wearing a fur coat.
What? Okay, yeah, there's no other kids here.
I'm still here, sir.
Oh.
My name's Chip Dangerously, because I chew my food wrong.
Oh, well then, I mean, I'm sorry, but you get the fucking factory.
Oh, no, all right.
No games necessary. You, Chip, you get the fucking factory.
Mr. Wonka, you're bleeding. Again, your opening came in way too hot. You did a somersault, and you just scraped up all down the side. You need a moment to collect yourself before you name the head of the factory.
Darling, that's why I'm getting rid of the factory, is because I am constantly up to all kinds of physical shenanigans that are ruining my body. So thank you so much for his murder, little girl. And
I just got back from the HR office. There was no one there, and just cobwebs.
Office and cobwebs weirdly works. It applause. It weirdly works.
I just want to
say. You don't have to keep going.
No, I know. I'm an Oompa Loompa. I was self-conscious about the one song. To do two was more than anyone ever expected out of me.
Wait, are we late? My name's Charlie Bucket, and this is my grandpa, who's also a con man. We got a golden ticket, and we want to take a tour of the factory.
My name's Slippin' Jimmy. I'm this little boy's con man grandpa.
Huh, and you were in bed for 20 years, and the only reason you got out of bed is the promise of chocolate?
I was in bed, or called Saul. I was the main character.
Bob Odenkirk?
Uh-huh. I'm looking for the door to get out of this opening.
No,
and I can't.
Aaron.
Oh my God, all the walls. It's just walls. There's no door out.
Welcome to Severance. My name is Adil Rafai.
I'm GPC.
And I'm Aaron K.
And we have a special, okay. Aaron K.
Fun little Severance reference.
Sounds like a perfume.
We
have,
get it.
One of our all-time favorite people back. One of our all-time favorite guests back. I believe this is his third appearance, I believe.
Woo!
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is second only to Janet Morf herself, Janet Varney. Please welcome back to the show, creator of Welcome to Night Vale and many other wonderful things, and currently several books that I've read or am reading, Mr. Jeffrey Craner.
Woo! Hi, y'all.
Yeah!
Woo!
Wow!
Woo!
Feels good to be back on a live stage again.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I'm sorry that
the
we didn't show up to
face.
Where we told you. thank you for meeting us at that address. I'm sorry we're at home on Zoom.
The acoustics there are great, though, so it's for recording, it's going to be really, really great.
It's going to be awesome.
Jeffrey, are you, as a writer and a creator of wonderful, weird things, are you watching Severance? Are you a fan of Severance?
I have not started watching Severance yet. I've only heard about it in the last week, and I feel like I should get on this thing. I'm behind on all of the shows I should be watching.
It's way up your alley. I think you would really love it.
Yeah, okay. Aaron recommended it to me. I started watching it, and as I was watching it, I was like, I think Jeffrey would love this.
One of my favorite things are things that I like, so I will take this recommendation.
Well, then you will. I think you will like it.
Aaron, yeah. I've had this happen multiple times in the last few days where I've put something on, watched 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour of it, hated every part of it, and thought, Aaron did recommend Severance. I could watch that. That's something that she really enjoyed and she said it was good. And then I'll put on some other piece of crap and get like 40 minutes into it and be like, what am I doing? But I still haven't started Severance yet. So
let me in, buddy.
I need to.
Drop down some of your walls and just take my word for it. Jeffrey, it's so funny and fun to see you.
It's so funny
for so many reasons. It was just fun and funny because it's also funny because you were one of the last people I saw in real life before the world shut down. You were at our New York live show in February of 2020, and then everything broke. It got broken, the world.
My bad.
Then,
I have to take responsibility.
And now you're here. Yeah.
And now, come to
think
of it.
Not saying it was you, but wait a minute.
The world is kind of a lot like Night Vale now, almost like someone was authoring our very demise.
Interesting.
I'm sorry for sending us through the wrong sliding door on this one.
Yeah, I just wanted an official apology. Thank you so much.
Good.
Jeffrey, have you been doing, you've mentioned before, I think the first time you were on, your relationship with riddles and puzzles. During the last 2 years, have you, I assume you're still doing the daily crossword, have you been doing any sort of games or puzzles, or have you done any in-person escape rooms or anything?
I have not done any in-person puzzling. I still do the New York Times. I will tell you that in 2020, my goal in 2020 was to solve the New York Times crossword every single day. You know, on the day, and get my streak up to 365 days, and I got to 343, and I forgot a Monday puzzle, which I had done a few years earlier, but that only that happened at like 250. So I took all of last year off. Like, I didn't do a single New York Times crossword.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
You broke your own heart. You broke your own heart.
I pretended to be mad at the New York Times, but really, I was mad at myself.
Sure.
And but the, so now I'm back on my streak again. So I'm 100 days into the new year.
Congratulations.
Back on my New York Times streak. And I've been very much enjoying Wordle and all of its many derivatives. Worldle might be my favorite.
Which one's that?
I've seen you post about Wordle, and I looked into it and I said, oh, this is not for me. This is for how do we say, the smart people
so,
in the world.
So wait, it's Worldle?
Worldle. It gives you just an outline of a country or territory somewhere in the world, and you have six guesses to figure out which country it is.
Holy shit.
And what it does when you get it wrong, so let's say it, you know, gives you the shape of Spain, but you're like, I don't know, Kazakhstan, and it'll say, no, you've got to go 4,000 miles west of here.
Oh, okay. So, give
so you,
a you little,
keep you keep working at that.
Yeah.
I did it one time. I saw Jeffrey post about it on Twitter, and I said, this looks interesting, and I love all these Wordle games, so I'll give it a try. And every time I guessed, I did not get it right, but every time I guessed, the whatever distance thing got closer. So I counted that as a win, because I was like, I'm not so stupid that I don't know what East is. I'm getting closer to this. I don't know what country or territory or like city this is, but I'll never get it. But I was pretty pleased with myself for that.
There's
I can't even find it.
So we're all playing at a little different skill level, obviously. First, and that's okay.
The first rule of Fight Club is you have to be able to find Fight Club.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm smart enough to do that. Can't even find the website. No, I love it. Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
It's fine. It's normal.
She's spelling world W-O-R-L-D-E.
There's also another game that Joseph had pointed me to that's Icelandic Wordle. And the thing
don't
is
that
it's I went through about 40-45 iterations because it won't let you proceed with the word you guess unless it's an actual word. And trying to generate just a 5-letter word in Icelandic without knowing the language at all.
B-J-O-R-K?
That's so entertaining.
It's just a game of can I make up an Icelandic word that's real?
That's really fun.
And the answer is no.
Well, I think Sigur Rós made a whole career off of that.
I should have tried Sigur. Maybe that's a real word.
The one variant that I've been very much enjoying is the Quordle.
Yes.
It's the four Wordles at once. Look, the Wordle, it wasn't cutting it for me anymore. It's very fun. It's very addicting, but you get it right most of the time. Ooh, that Quordle. Oh, I love that Quordle. Give me that Quordle every day.
The music one
can't
is
find
fun.
That either.
I forget the name of it, but there's one where it's like it plays you the first second of a song and it keeps giving you another second or two until you get it. It's really fun. But I forget the name of it.
Hmm, cool.
Hurdle.
That's what it is. Yes.
D-L-E.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, Jeffrey, did you come in with a few little toys, a few little games for us little freaks?
I did. And speaking of music, I have a little musical wordplay quiz for you guys.
Yes, please.
Can't wait.
Oh. So let me try and lay this out. I feel like this is going to be very similar to games I've heard you guys play on this show before, so I don't think this will be brand new, but I will give you an explanation.
Okay.
You can tell me if it doesn't make sense, but I'm just calling this super musical groups. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe to you a musical supergroup made up of two different bands or singers. These groups don't exist. I wish they did, like Theory of Infinite Possible Universes. Maybe they would. But in this game, what I'll do is I'm going to describe a supergroup to you, and you're going to tell me their name, which should be simple because the name of each fictional musical group is just a mashup of both artists' names connected by a common syllable.
Mm.
So an example of one of these like supergroup mashups might be the Barry White Stripes, or Tupac Shakurtney Love, or Tame Impala Abdul. You get the idea, right? We're connecting.
Sort of devastated that these don't exist, but
yes.
Those last three were real, so it makes me think, like, are they all going to be real? Like, what's going
on? Dolly Part Uncle Cracker. I don't know. There's going to be millions of possibilities.
Dolly Part Uncle Cracker.
I'm sorry I didn't write that one out. So I'm going to give you guys some clues and see how I don't have any clue how easy this will be, so we'll just go with it and roll. Does this all make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Now, you're talking to three people who couldn't find Wordle on their phones, so...
Thank you for including yourself in that with me.
You're welcome.
It was just me, but you're right here with you're nice.
All right, well, here's the first clue. So... Okay. One love for this merger of hip-hop and classic rock going their own way with their number one hit... Don't Stop Thinking About the Thrift Shop.
Macklemore and Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Who is that?
Who does that?
Is that like Steely Dan or someone?
No. That's
it's
not
older.
Fleetwood Mac. It's not
Is it Three Dog
Night?
Oh,
Styx?
Styx?
Is it no, it's not.
It's not Styx. But we definitely got the Macklemore.
So maybe it was think of beginning of Macklemore.
Is Macklemore second, Jeffrey?
Is it Fleetwood Macklemore?
Fleetwood Macklemore. That works.
Yes. Fleetwood nice. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, actually.
And Ryan Lewis.
Return of the Macklemore.
Oh my God. Poppin'
great job.
People always forget about Ryan Lewis, but there would be no Macklemore without Ryan Lewis, my dear boy.
I was also surprised to learn when I looked this up earlier that Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow was Fleetwood Mac as well.
It seems kind of off-brand
for them. It's like REO Speedwagon or something.
Yeah. Well, apparently they did sing that, and they sang it with Macklemore. So let's go into the second one here. This supergroup features two huge solo artists who will no doubt cause Fenway Park to sing along to their big hit, Holla Back Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Gwen Stefani and...
You'll be a
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, because of Red Sox.
Gwen Stefani, Neil Diamond.
Yes.
Would love
the Fenway Park
concert
to sing along.
So good. So right. Good.
Jewish,
so
is
good.
Jewish Elvis is her nickname, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The Jewish Elvis.
Neil Diamond's nickname is Jewish Elvis.
I never heard that either.
That's crazy.
I went and saw him. I think I told this before, but I went and saw him at the United Center. And he was great, but he opened and closed with
Sweet Caroline.
Which
yeah,
I was
that's
like,
amazing.
I was like, that's exhausting. Like, you have so many songs.
There are so many bands that I wish were self-aware enough to do that. Yeah. Like, when we saw Aqua, which was the best night of my life, they didn't do Barbie Girl twice. And I went, if you're Aqua, you should sing Barbie Girl twice at your concert.
Is Elvis Costello Jewish?
Because
if he is... He's got to be pissed off.
I don't think he is.
He's like that guy's the Jewish Elvis. What about me?
Chapped liver? Well, I mean, truly, Bob Dylan should be pissed. Robert Zimmerman.
All right. Okay. Here's your third one. We don't need another hero, but whoa, this band was on fire with people who like private dancing in the dark.
So,
excuse
Tina
wait, what?
Turner okay. Is that?
Wait, Dancing in the Dark is Bruce
Springsteen,
right?
And then I think Private Dancer is Tina Turner.
Tina Turner, Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
It all works. Tina Turner, E Street Band.
Ooh, that's not bad.
No, it's bad.
Is it Tina Turner?
Bad.
What could be wrong?
She did sing We Don't Need Another Hero and Private Dancer, yes.
So Tina Turner.
Okay, so Tina Turner is correct, but Bruce Springsteen is not, correct?
Can we hear the question again?
We don't need another hero, but whoa, this band was on fire with people who like private dancing in the dark. The order of this clue is not a suggestion of the
Bruce
order
Springsteen
of the answer.
Or Turner?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen Turner.
Turner.
Tina Turner, the boss.
I want to see.
She wants you to come back into the office.
I want to see a scene. This will be Jeffrey and Aaron. You are coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday. It's almost 5 o'clock. JPC, you are also one of the coworkers, and you are swinging by their cubicles to let them know that you have tickets to see what sounds like Bruce Springsteen, but is clearly some sort of like cover band or knockoff
gotcha.
Bruce Springsteen. And you're trying to get them pumped to go with you.
Hey, Larry, we're going to...
5 p.m. quitting time.
Yeah, Larry, we were just talking about how we're going to pop over to happy hour if you want to join us.
Sure, sure. That sounds fun. But do you guys want to know what would be really fun?
Like staying all night at happy hour? Maybe going to karaoke after?
Yeah, karaoke. That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, Dan, I love you. I love the energy. No, what if I told you guys that two of my best buds will not talk to me anymore, and I have two...
That sounds great.
I have two open tickets tonight to see the one, the only, the legendary, the Bozeman Elvis himself. Yeah. The Bozeman himself.
The boss man? Boss man. Bruce Springsteen, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't make me say it. Because you're saying it.
Yeah, Dan, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt again. Larry, you do this a lot, and then we end up at really shitty places.
Huh.
I want you to specifically tell us the exact name of the artist you're going to see tonight.
Okay, even better, why don't I tell you this? He's playing a stadium. Would any normal Tom, Dick, or Harry just be playing a stadium show? That's right. This is a stadium. There are... believe me, honest to God, bleachers there.
Okay, is this a person playing a high school?
I'm sold. This sounds really good. I think
see,
he is talking about the Jersey Elvis.
No, Dan, we had perfect plans. Larry, what's one of the songs that this artist sings?
Oh. what's one of the songs that he doesn't sing? Let's talk about all the greats. First of all, he does play covers as well. So you don't have to worry about that. There's gonna be something for everyone. Can you believe her, Dan?
I was very concerned.
She's a Pete. There's gonna be a little something for everyone. But come on. What's your hang up?
My hang up is that you made us see bands that don't really exist. We saw the Screech Boys with you. One of the worst nights of my life.
Okay. First of all, it would have been good if Dustin Diamond didn't have a head cold. He would have been there, and then it would have been fine.
Yeah.
What about that time I took you to see Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, that was terrible.
We went in that Cracker Barrel, and I had the guy take us in the back, and he showed us the Limp Bizkit. That was a bad night. We all got arrested. How could it be bad?
So we're going to see the Bozeman at a stadium that has bleachers, maybe at a high school. What is this?
Can I tell you? Can I be honest with you? It's Bruce Springsteen in concert with the Wee Street Bam.
Oh, I heard that Benny Joel is opening for them.
Dan gets me.
You two are on your own. I'm going to happy hour. Good night.
Welcome, Tucson High School. It's nice to be here. Oh, I'm hearing a lot of boos, and I know that those boos are in fact actual boos because I am not who you think I am. I'm Bruce Springsteen, and this is the Wee Street Band. 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7.
In a hospital. 8. I was born in a hospital.
Just as good, I think.
Just as good. Jeffrey, halfway through the scene, I realized that you and I went to go see Bruce Springsteen.
We did.
It felt like 40, it feels like 40 years ago, but it was probably 2019. We saw him on Broadway.
Yeah. We did see him on the Broadway show, which was fantastic. You invited me, like you messaged me like a couple weeks before and like, hey, I'm going to this. Absolutely. Because you could not get a ticket for that. And that was so good.
Yeah. And I think you said you're like, I don't know much about Bruce, or I don't know if you're a fan or anything, but I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I knew maybe like five of his songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was wonderful. I think he's such a great performer, such a great storyteller, and I just felt super lucky to be able to see him in like a 1,200 seat theater instead of a like a high school gymnasium like everyone else has to watch him.
Really fucking cool. There's one of my favorite parts that I remember was he was talking about he said something about New Jersey where he's like, you know, I was born in New Jersey, in a small town in New Jersey, and I spent 40 years singing about leaving town. and I now live 3 miles from my childhood home. And as he said New Jersey, somebody screamed, and he goes, what is that? Screaming for New Jersey. He's like, I invented that. Before I came along, people who lived in Jersey fucking hated it. He's like, I invented Jersey pride. I was like, that's very funny.
And true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's true, funny. True.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people I meet that are from New Jersey are proud to be from Bruce Springsteen. They don't even say New Jersey.
Yeah, they don't even say it anymore.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm from Springsteen.
Gemma's from, she lived in New Jersey for a while. I've never been. It's one of the states I'm sad to say I haven't been there.
Is there a Springfield in New Jersey?
I'm sure there's a Springfield in every state.
There should be a Springfield everywhere. But if there is a town named Springfield in New Jersey, they should change their name to Springsteen.
I'm sure there is some town named after
great
him.
Great branding.
Or high school.
They should change it to Rick Springfield.
Yes, there you go. Finally, some good ideas.
Jeffrey, can we please have some more, please?
Yes, absolutely. All right, here's another clue for you. So, respect for this southern fried rock band full of simple men fronted by a soul legend and their hit song, we're going riding on the free bird of love.
Aretha Franklin-ard Skynyrd?
Wow, right, that's on. It.
Nice.
Right on.
You're fast. Right.
So, this 80s throwback band has a license to chill after tearing it up on SNL with their song, Nothing Compares to You Getting Out of My Dreams.
So,
Sinead O'Connor.
And Into My Car.
Sinead O'Connor.
Who sang that? Get out of my dreams. Was that Rick Astley? No.
It sounds like Rick Astley, but it's not. It's not. It's like a...
License to Chill. It's not Beastie Boys. Mm. That's a license
to chill. So we got Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't know where, if it's the in...
Oh, I got it. Sinead O'Connor gonna give you up.
Did I get Rickrolled in person?
Yep.
In-person Rickrolling?
Over Zoom.
Pickle Rickroll.
God, I feel like we've said the name of this person.
It's not the car.
No, it's not the cars. Is it Eddie Money? Sinead O'Connor, Eddie Money?
I might not be helpful here.
Billy Ocean.
Aaron. Oh, Billy Ocean's good.
Sinead O'Connor.
Billy Ocean,
Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
What was the other Billy Ocean song that it was my mom's ringtone like all during high school? Now I can't fucking.
That's hilarious.
Does he okay?
Caribbean
whatever.
Queen.
Queen.
Yes. Caribbean Queen.
Now live. Yeah. Oh God.
You guys Billy have to Ocean. Be making that up. I'm so sorry. That is far too silly to be real.
Caribbean Queen.
I always mixed him up with Queen. Michael McDonald. Like yes. There's something about the voice.
Oh my God.
That threw me. Yeah.
Totally like Caribbean Queen and he came on. Yeah, it's the exact same cadence.
It's the same thing.
You guys are just sleepwalking and falling down the stairs. That's what that sound is.
Aaron, let us have this, please.
I'm sorry, but it does sound like that.
There are people that listen to this podcast who are born in like 2007, and they're like, what the fuck is
it? I don't know any of these words.
Billy Ocean. Did they mean to say Billie Eilish?
Yeah, Frank Ocean.
Yeah, that's what kids say. Yeah. You don't get kids, dude.
Kids are all talking
Billy
about.
Billy Ocean is Frank's dad.
Frank Ocean. Billy Eilish. That's all they're talking about. Kids these days.
That's it. That's TikTok just filled with Frank Ocean, Billy Eilish talk.
Yep.
All right. Let's get you another one here. Nothing but a good time and flower power from this pop folk hair metal band who sang, every rose has its thorn, but I got you, babe.
Sonny
Guns
and Cher.
Roses. Sonny and
Cher.
Guns and Roses.
Sonny and Cher and Roses with the Guns. Sonny and Cher is right. Or Cher.
Guns and
I Got You, Babe is just Cher. No, it's Sonny. It's Sonny
no,
and
it's
Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
Okay. Guns and Roses and Sonny and Cher. Wait, can you read it again, Jeffrey? Because Guns N' Roses might be wrong, right?
Yeah, so Nothing But a Good Time and Flower Power from this pop folk hair metal band who sang Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, that's
but
Poison.
But I Got You, Babe.
That's Poison.
Poison. Yeah. Sonny and Cher. Poison, Sonny and Cher. Poison.
Poisonny and Cher.
Poisonny and Cher.
Poisonny and Cher.
Poisonny and Cher.
Oh, God. Poisonny and Cher.
I'd like to see a scene. Aaron, you are Cher. Jeffrey, you are Sonny. And this is the first time that you two actually met, but you didn't start dating. You would later meet again and start dating, but this is the first like meet cute, but it kind of went wrong at certain places.
Oh, you are way shorter than me. Sorry, I haven't seen someone so small in so long.
You're way taller and meaner than I am.
Interesting. You know, I bet later people will get confused as to whether or not we're siblings or dating. Donnie and Marie and us have a sort of similar vibe where you're not sure if there's sexual tension or sibling tension.
Well, I found this Instagram account where you can check and see if they are siblings or dating. Oh, it's a fun game to play. It's usually very disturbing.
What year did we meet? I've gotten all of those wrong. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll
I'm
see
sorry.
You.
Are oh, you
yeah.
are you two staying in the hotel?
Yes.
I'm sorry about the line. I can check you in over here. Is this? Ooh, they told us never to assume. Is this one room, two rooms, one bed, two beds?
Yeah. What do we look like to you?
Two rooms, God. One bed.
Two rooms. All of our rooms are two rooms because the bathroom is a separate room. So that's the
60s.
It's the 60s today.
50. It's the...
Today is the 60s. I'm looking at my watch and it is the 60s. And it'll be 73 tomorrow. So if you're going out about in the town. Okay, so two rooms, one bed. Is this... Ooh, here's a good question. John. Is this a special occasion? Are we celebrating a special occasion, like a birthday, an anniversary?
Yeah, a parent's birthday.
Okay. And are the parents still with us, or
why? We are the parents.
You're the parents. You're the parents. Perfect. Of children.
You know, every sweet animal is a child. To each and every one of us.
Okay, just so you know, we have a no sweet animal policy.
We're gonna get you fired if you can't guess what our relationship to each other is.
Sure. Okay. Let's just do it. We'll look at the toes.
Sorry to come down to the front desk, but Yoko and I are in the suite and we're protesting the war, and we'd love some more room service. The last room service was cold.
You're early. We're in the 60s right now. You gotta go. You're in at least the mid-70s, late 60s.
That can't be right. I'm protesting the war.
Which war? No, let me guess. Why'd I do this?
Growing up, I thought, when I was like a kid, I thought Sonny and Cher were brother and sister.
Wow.
Because I got them confused.
Jeffrey, that Instagram account is buck fucking wild.
I've never got one right.
Is this modern people or is this celebrities?
It's modern people, and you have to guess whether they're
siblings or dating.
And I guarantee you, every time it should be one thing, it's the other. And
it's really upsetting how many people fall in love with people who have the same face as them.
Is it just creep shots, like people in public, like they just take a picture of couples?
No, posed photos.
It's people. It's people who post for something. But it is bonkers. There's people where I'm like, oh, they're 100% twins and they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one that I dislike more is when you go, oh, they are dating. Like, look at how they're touching
they
each other.
Hands
and
off of each
and
other.
It's siblings, and you're like, I have to actually throw my phone into oncoming traffic because I think I'm done with the internet today.
Have you guys seen the Instagram account? I think it's called person, dog, and it's always two people, and you have to guess, is this two people, a person and a dog, or two dogs?
That's not real.
So hard.
No, you're lying.
It is so hard.
He's lying. Don't look it up.
I get it wrong. I think it's person, dog.
That in Worldle doesn't exist.
Get it wrong.
You guys have been
so
fucking
often.
With me.
Well, we have to take a break to shower ourselves off from this mug.
It's always two dogs
in a trench coat.
And we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle. And we're back. Jeffrey, do you have any more musical mashups?
I certainly do.
Hell yeah.
Just for you.
Hell
yeah. Just for the three of you.
Oh, for the three of them.
Everyone else listening to this podcast, just set it down for a little while, walk away.
That's really
sweet. You can't hear this.
That's nice.
This is just for my friends.
But keep it playing so we get the download, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're still recording it because we got to fill an hour, but... this last half is just for us. I love that. That's the energy I'm going in the rest of the year with.
Yeah, this is just for me. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here's another clue for you. So the early 90s were so horny for the mysterious ways of this group and their controversial hit, Where the Streets Have Been Banned in the USA.
U2.
Horny.
Horny.
Oh, yeah, horny. U2 is Where the Streets Have No Name, right?
Yeah, and Mysterious Ways. U2.
Who's U2? Horny?
Is the second one.
Is it like early 90s horny, like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, or that's where my brain goes with early. Everybody was so horny back then.
I know, not everyone was really horny in the 90s.
Is it like U2 Live Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
U2 Live Crew had that
Band in the USA so album.
Yeah. That's so good. Fuck.
I don't know if that song is, that doesn't hold up, right?
No.
Because it has the line from Full Metal Jacket, which I don't think
is already disturbing enough to put just any line from that movie
exactly,
into your song.
If you're sampling Full Metal Jacket, you're already in the wrong.
That's true.
All right. So this two-man band wasn't being cruel. They were proud to be Americans, and they wrote a powerful anthem thanking puppies for their service to our country called Hound Dog Bless the USA.
Oh, this is Elvis. Simple. This is just the Baja Men.
Aaron said Elvis, because is that Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog? Is that Elvis?
Yeah.
But the other one was a
two-man group, right?
Who was it that sang
Baja Men?
That, and I proudly stand up next to you.
Oh, that was probably...
I love that song.
I want to say Toby Maguire. Toby Keith? Toby...
I want to say it was... No, Big it was Toby? Toby. It was right after Spider-Man. It was Toby Maguire's entree into the music
industry. It was him as Venom.
Is there like...
Is it like
who
Big
sings
and Rich
that? Is that a famous person?
I thought it was a person who got famous from singing that song.
But that's
but
not a two-person
I,
group, is it?
Well, it would be a two-person group of these two
people,
like Elvis plus this person, you know?
Jeffrey, is that the right, are we on the right track? Are we sniffing?
You're on the right track. I grew up in Texas in the 80s, so maybe I'm showing my ass as to like what level of popularity the singer has.
And that was...
Proudly stand up.
Is it that guy, though? Is it?
It is that guy.
That guy. I ever knew this person's name is because I think David Cross did a stand-up bit about him, and I loved that David Cross album in high school, and I think he said the guy's name like multiple times, but now I don't remember his fucking
name.
Is it,
Jeffrey, is it like a name when we hear it, we're going to be like, oh, yes, or is it one you have to know it?
I think so. It's not, you know, it's not an uncommon sounding name in general. Like, it's not a super unusual name. But
let's go through all of the country stars that
Garth
we know,
Brooks.
And then Garth Brooks, Carl Urban.
Well, if it's Elvis, so it would maybe end with the L
Presley.
Sound.
Press
blank Elvis. Blank L.
I'll give you the hint that this guy is after Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Lee Majors.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee.
Elvis. Oh God, Lee! It's God. Elvis. It's. Is it a Lee? Is it Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leonard, fuck, I know it's Lee. God damn it.
Press Leonard Conan.
Oh, people. There are some people who listen to this show and country music that are just like screaming it into their phones right now.
We're
God
sorry.
Damn it.
You have a lot of proud patriots right now that are really upsetting.
They're screaming into their telephone as they're driving in their pickup truck. Their dog's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go pick up some beer for their horses.
Yep. They got their Ford F-150 gun rack. Says, need a gun, take a gun, have a gun, leave a gun.
It's a Calvin pissing on Hobbs.
Yep, is it like, hold on. Is it like Lee Maywood or something like that? Lee, it's something wood, right?
Yep, something wood.
Lee Waywood.
Oh, my God.
Lee
color.
Lee Blackwood.
Greenwood.
Redwood.
Greenwood.
Yeah. Elvis Presley Greenwood.
Elvis Presley Greenwood.
I don't know where.
Something new.
I don't know where that popped up into my brain, but did Lee Greenwood... So, Jeffrey, he was famous before that song?
He was known, but that song is... Like, I wouldn't call him a one-hit wonder, but, like, in the sense that he had a very long career, I think still performs probably for RNC events or things like that. But, but yeah, he certainly... he certainly did a lot of... he did some... But that was it.
I want to see a scene. Oh, and Jeffrey, you let me know if this is...
Can we let Aaron see a scene at all? Because you've already called a couple.
Well, I want to see this scene.
Okay, all right. But that's the last one for a
while. We get a lot of emails, and it's like, Adel gets to call all the scenes. I'm trying to help you out, man.
I want to see a scene. Jeffrey, let me know if this is over the limit. I'd like the three of you to be in a bar, and I just want the three of you to be the most Texan characters of all time.
Okay.
Is this, Jeffrey, is this insulting?
You know, as a marginalized person, as a Texan? No, absolutely it's not.
Perfect, thank you.
Well, great. We'll ask you again at the end of the scene, and we'll see how we did.
Y'all, I really enjoyed that Lee Greenwood concert we went to earlier. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was interesting, I guess. Excuse me, barkeep?
Yeah.
What kind of kombuchas do you have?
Shinerbach.
Ooh, you have a Shinerbach kombucha?
Yeah.
I guess I'll try that. Do you have a refund policy if I don't like it? Or can I get a taste, like in a small glass? I'm from Austin.
Oh, buddy.
Well, we're from Texas.
Yeah, Austin ain't Texas.
I'm here for, this is my cousin, Dan, and he invited me to a Lee Greenwood concert. Mm. And so, I spend very little time in Dallas. I've only ever seen it spelled.
Hey, Cheryl, do you mind taking these customers?
Yeah, you're not from around here, are you, sweetheart? We don't have kombucha.
Got gum in your hair.
Oh, yeah, I know. You think I don't know?
You were twirling your gum and your hair at the same time, and it sort of wrapped together.
You think I don't know that? Look, gum from yesterday, gum from the day before, gum from last week. My flirting doesn't always go so good. Anyways, welcome to Dallas.
Oh, the name of the bar is Dallas.
Mm-hmm, and we're in Dallas. And guess what's on the TV there? TV show Dallas.
Oh, that's fun. That's kitschy.
Yeah, we're leaning in. So what do you do in Austin? Do you own an Airbnb that's for bachelorette parties?
Yes, and I work in tech.
Oh,
I do the two things
Austin.
In Austin. Yeah, I'm designing an app, and I have an Airbnb for bachelorette parties. I'm looking at the menu here, and I don't actually see. Do you have an artisanal taco menu that's not here?
You're not from around here, are you? Oh, my gum back in the hair. Uh-oh. My job, I work here part-time, and my other part-time job is I just go to high school football games.
You're stepping in chili.
Are you evangelizing me? You're making me dumb. Leave me alone. I fucking hate this guy. You know what? I quit. Throws down apron. You two have a great night. Drinks are on me.
Oh, she just threw down my dog apron. Come here, boy. Sorry about that.
Dan, I am just at a loss here. I'm so sorry. I think I need to let you lead because I feel like I upset that woman and that man threw a dog on the floor and it's just... I feel like it's a mess. I'm bringing my Austin energy into a very Dallas an evening.
Let's talk about the Cowboys switching to the 4-3 defense this year.
Oh, I haven't been to a rodeo in so long. I'm going to be lost in this
scene. If you didn't call for a bartender, I was going to enter the scene as Fort Little Wayne.
This is not a Texas thing. It's a Michigan thing. But I learned something about a rodeo. From my friend Waleed, that when you go to the rodeo, they would give you options for what to wear on your head and to like do bull riding, and you could wear a cowboy hat or a helmet. You had a choice. You didn't have to wear the helmet. You could wear a cowboy hat. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard? That's so dangerous.
When you see people, I can't remember. I mean, I think I was talking to my friend Johnny about this, but I think the only time that I've seen rodeo stuff is in the Jackass movies, and they're never wearing protective headgear. No. But when you see someone doing a rodeo and they're wearing like a bicycle helmet thing or like a motorcycle helmet, you're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Of course.
Oy, oy, oy.
Jeffrey, have you been to a rodeo?
Not since I was a kid. I grew up in Mesquite, just outside of Dallas, which is Mesquite Championship Rodeo. It used to come on the Nashville Network all the time, too. You could watch it televised. But yeah, when you mentioned you get the choice between a helmet or a cowboy hat, I was like, that's crazy that you would wear a helmet while riding a bull. Why would you do that? So I'm now trying to envision
it. You're brainwashed.
It makes total sense that you should wear a helmet. That's so dangerous not to.
That's what they do with astronauts as well. When you land on the moon, you can either have a cowboy hat or a helmet.
Yeah, if you're American. The Dallas has the honor of being the most stressful city I've ever driven through. That highway system is fucking insane. It's just like all these loops. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got so lost when I drove through it.
It's a lot.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you have 11 million people living in Dallas. Because I think like Texas has like the three biggest population cities in the United States. It's it's insane how many people are in Texas. I think
Houston highways too are so terrifying. They're like 20 lanes. I might be exaggerating, but I don't think I am.
20 lanes. That's my favorite Beatles song. 20 lanes is in my. I think Houston just surpassed Chicago as the third largest city in the U.S. Right?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no way, Houston smokes a brisket like we do here. Oh, no, they Jimmy, what?
Yes.
Oh, they're
known for no. Barbecue.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's
buddy.
From a city called Mesquite.
Yeah. You're never gonna win this.
Good there.
You didn't stand a chance.
I'm from Burnt Ends, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I haven't lived in Texas in a long time.
I'm from Cornbread, Texas.
I grew up in, somebody get that horse, Texas.
You're from Johnsonville, Bratz, Indiana?
Oh, man. I'm from Clam Chowder, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. Classic. I'm ready for some more. Sorry.
Yes, please.
All right.
Yeah, we apologize. We're so sorry. That was to the listener.
All right, so let's see. I'm not sure. Let's try this one. So this group was 3 feet high and rising up the charts when they cranked that single, Me, Myself, and I Got That Pretty Boy Swag.
The first one is De La Soul.
De La Soulja Boy.
Boom. Nice.
Nice. I had Soulja Boy, but that was the only one I had.
Nice. I like that. You guys, Wonder Twins activated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Just like Soulja Boy would do.
So there was plenty of sex, love, and money for this band when they combined 90s Brooklyn hip hop with 80s rock anthems. It was hysteria when they performed their hit Pour Some Sugar on Miss Fat Booty.
Oh,
that's incredible.
It's definitely Def Leppard because
it's definitely Def Leppard
sings Pour Some Sugar on Me for sure.
Who sings
Miss Fat Booty?
Could you read that one again?
Yeah,
there's plenty of sex, love, and money for this band when they combine 90s Brooklyn hip hop with 80s rock anthems. It was hysteria when they performed their hit Pour Some Sugar on Miss Fat Booty.
I don't think I know this, the second group. Def Leppard, if we're 90s...
Is Def Leppard
Brooklyn
first
hip-hop
or second?
Makes me think of like...
Def Leppard is second.
Second.
Notorious Notorious B.I.G.
Most
Wu-Tang.
Def Leppard.
Most Def, I think, is Chicago.
No, Most Def is definitely not Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you're thinking of Common.
Common
is
Chicago.
It's Most Def, right?
Is it Most
Def? Yeah, Aaron just had that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Aaron,
what did you say, Aaron?
No, I don't say anything with any confidence, so it doesn't sound like I'm answering the question.
Nailed it.
Most
Def Leppard.
Most Def Leppard.
What were the two Most Def songs there?
Sex, Love, and Money and Ms. Fat Booty. Yeah,
dude, that's the one that
truly
tipped me off.
I listened to so much Most Def, and I don't remember either one of them.
I don't really feel like, I don't know that, like, when I was looking these songs back, when I was looking these songs back up to make this game, I was like, I don't recognize any of these names. And as I was going through, I was like, I recognize these songs. I guess I just wasn't, the name wasn't hitting. It's sort of,
there's no sense memory of what that song sounds like for me, but you know, I guess I'm built different.
Oh my God.
That was more into Talib Kweli, just so everybody's on the same page. And, you know, of course, him and Most Def did collaborate on Blackstar, but, you learn so much about Brooklyn hip hop when you're a fucking eighth grader in central Indiana.
Oh, sure. It's like... Absolutely.
I thought you were going to say you learned about so much hip hop when you have me on your show.
That's true.
Ups our hip hop quotient.
I got two more for y'all.
You're our little Shay Serrano. What's his name?
Yeah.
Oh,
basketball and hip hop expert.
Yeah.
Shay Serrano, you're thinking of the part of the couch where you could put your legs up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The peppers.
This is like a game of nightmare telephone. Just a joke being filtered through a lot of people. I love it. It's great.
A game of nightmare telephone is kind of how, like, I describe my dreams to my wife. She's like, "What? You were like talking in your sleep last night." And I'm like, "Yeah, like." My mom mailed me a jar of bees, and then like I got the bees, and it was fucking broken. And I'm like picking bees on a broken glass, and she's like, "That sounds really stressful." And I'm like, "You're telling me."
Good morning.
My uncle made me drink thick milk.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, this folk supergroup was Stone Cold Ryman and Woodstock when they urged their listeners, "Teach your children to bust a move well."
Bust a move. Is that Young MC?
That sounds right. It could be wrong.
Okay, smarty, go to a party. Dun, 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 dun. Right? That's just don't just
is it Young
there,
MC?
Bust a move. You
and,
want it?
And is it Neil Young MC? That's the final answer.
You're so very close. Neil was a part of a group.
Oh, fuck. It's David Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Crosby, Stills, yeah. Nash, and Young MC.
And Young and yeah. MC.
Yes.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young MC.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Who they okay, should have had instead of Neil. I'm just saying.
That would be incredible.
Crosby, Stills, Young MC.
That's like when, and, did you ever hear the Traveling Wilburys with Ja Rule? Unbelievable. It's so good.
Don't joke, because that would be good.
There's Roy Orbison's like, I'm so tired of being 1984.
Dude, that is the new way. The new way to build a supergroup. It's like the new supergroup. Yeah. It's like Josh Homme, the green Eminem. Patrick Swayze's brother. It's just like, it's just, you get four people from completely different genres of art and put them all together. Supergroup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was searching for, I was going through this thing recently where I, with the name Jeffrey, I was trying to think of like other, like famous Jeffreys in the world. Because I was sort of bummed that like some of the famous Jeffreys are like Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Skilling, Jeffrey Dahmer. I was like, there's so many bad Jeffreys. Who are the good, like not
lots
Jeff.
Of people going by Jeff though, yeah.
Yeah,
the
not
good guys going by Jeff.
Not counting in Jeffs, not counting in Geofferies. Or Jeffreys, but Jeff like spelled exactly like my name, and it was.
I consider Geofferies to be Geoforgeries. That's what the real Jeff
totally
put
right.
My foot down.
And also, Jeffrey, I'm so sorry with what that Toys R Us draft did.
Oh my God,
that guy! That guy deserves a death penalty.
White collar crime is what that was.
Wait, so did you? I'm struggling. Did you land on some famous Jeffreys?
I'm trying to remember. I think I found like three or four. Actor Jeffrey Wright.
Oh yeah!
Oh wait, from the
I almost said Jeffrey Rush, but he's a G-O, right?
Yeah.
No, but he is Jeffrey. He's just like my name, Jeffrey Wright. Rush.
Jeffrey Rush is the
is G off.
Okay. Yeah.
But Jeffrey Wright. Yeah. I mean, I know him from. He was in the original cast of Angels in America on Broadway. He's just been in a ton of other,
Bond films and
like really great parts. There's a character actor who's been in a lot of horror called Jeffrey Combs. R&B singer Jeffrey Osborne, who sang On the Wings of Love. Those are some good Jeffreys. And
I think
also,
you should take credit for Jeff Probst. I think that he's one of you guys. I think you should just go ahead, take some credit for him.
The person I was told to take credit for is Ja Rule, because Ja is Jeffrey Atkins.
What?
Oh.
So, fellow Jeffrey, Ja Rule.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So I'm going to claim Ja Rule as a fellow Jeffrey. As a good Jeffrey.
Baby girl, put it on me.
Okay.
There's a time when he ruled the airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ja ruled them.
Ja ruled them.
Ja ruled
even. Ja ruled even exit stage left, right even. Ashanti even. Maya. Sapta Shakar even.
All right, I have one more for y'all.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So ready for this.
All right. Here we go. Damn, this Pulitzer-winning supergroup was the happening before they departed. They were bringing the Boston accent to Compton with their hit, Bitch, Don't Kill My Good Vibrations.
Oh, is it...
This is Marky Mark.
Mark
what is that?
And the Funky Bunch.
And then
Funky
the Departed Bunch. Is... What's the going up to Boston? What's that band? The Dropkick Murphy Murks?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch...
Of Oats?
No, I think that Marky Mark and that's the Departed reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I don't know the other one.
What's the other one? Was it, did you say it was hip hop? Hold on. What was it?
Okay. Damn. This Pulitzer winning supergroup was the happening before they departed. They were bringing the Boston accent to Compton with their hit,
NWA?
Bitch, Don't Kill My Good Vibrations.
So Marky Mark and the Funky NWA.
Marky
was it before
Mark and the
or
funky...
after?
Before or after Marky Mark existed? Oh, before the in the clue? Before. Yeah.
So this it ends with Marky Mark. So
Bismarcky.
Jason Marky Mark.
Bismarcky Marky. How do you say that?
Uh-oh.
Bismarcky
Uh-oh.
Mark.
Bismarcky Mark of the funky
careful,
Mark.
Careful.
Oh, I like that, but that's not it.
Okay.
I don't yeah. God.
It's more modern, way more modern. The clues for this artist were Damn And Pulitzer winning.
Pulitzer winning.
Damn. Kendrick Lamar? I think one
Kendrick
of
Lamar key mark in the fucking bunch.
Yeah, you
That's
did
right.
it.
There
yeah.
you go.
I'm like, DaBaby?
DaBaby.
Is it DaBaby? Are we even allowed to say DaBaby anymore?
What is this
country coming to? Shame on you, DaBaby.
Shame.
I will walk that back. Anyone who wants me to, I'll walk that back.
What's the word I'm looking for? Honorable mention to one that I just couldn't form a clue for that. Yeah. I thought that we could get, but I just liked the idea of this one, which was Sir Mix-a-Latte Lenya.
Jeffrey, you have to...
Thank you for mentioning it anyway.
You have to open up some sort of musical mashup coffee shop or something and have like a Sir Mix-a-Latte, like just have all sort of... That's outstanding.
I mean, they say that like what, like 90% of small businesses close in the first 3 years, but it would be worth it just to make a coffee shop and have some stupid names on the menu, just to be able to be like, it's a Sir Mix-a-Latte, and be like, no one comes here.
Well, I've already mentioned the coffee shop I would open, which is Grounds for Divorce, which is a coffee shop that only caters to divorcees.
Yep.
I'm going to think of a good one.
Aaron, do you want us to leave you some time? Or
I would say come back to me in like 35 minutes or so.
Okay, interesting.
Aaron, while we wait, let's see a little scene. Adel, I would like to see the scene. I think you are going to be the owner and proprietor of a store, and I'm going to give you the gift of letting you come up with the pun name of the store. And we, Aaron, Jeffrey, and I, will be cycling in as people asking you questions about merchandise that you're selling at your pun-named store.
Great. And the store doesn't sell anything specific. It's
I think that this store,
that's not really a gift.
the store sells items with pun names.
Okay.
So it's like a Dollar General where it's like everything is in the store, but it's stuff with pun names.
Perfect. Hey everyone, welcome to Walmart. My name is Kyle. And Walmart's spelled with two L's. It's just kind of a fun thing I do.
Is your last name like Wall something or
no
Wall?
Couldn't be further from what my name is.
Oh, okay.
My name is Honey Masterson.
You said your name was Kyle.
Huh? No, that was a joke. You don't get it? Kyle. That's a joke.
Oh. I'm gonna browse.
You know, Shazam, Gomer Kyle.
Ding ding ding. Hi. I was wondering.
Sorry,
could
you put that dildo down? And
oh,
not
so
call
sorry.
It a ding-a-ling-a-ling, that's very immature of you. But
oh,
I'm not
gosh,
infantilizing
okay.
you.
I don't know, sort of feels like every scene, it doesn't matter. I was wondering, I'm shopping for diapers for my baby and some baby formula. Can you tell me what aisle that's in or what brand I should look for?
Yes, actually the diapers are on the ceiling. The reason being, when anyone's shopping for babies, we turn off all the lights and the diapers shine bright. We call them the big diapers. Just sort of a fun consolation thing. And
Will I need a ladder to get up to the...
You'll need someone to... we do have a rock climbing wall that leads up to the ceiling.
Okay. I gave birth like 4 weeks ago. I'm not supposed to be exercising it. That's fine. I'll find a way. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. And they're called pumpers instead of pampers.
Why?
Kids get pumped up when they wear them.
Okay.
Not everything works.
it's me from earlier. I noticed that you have an automotive department, and I need
I'm sorry.
New tires.
You were looking at the automotive department. That's where we motivate people to get excited for the fall. So it's a lot of pumpkins. It's a lot of rakes.
Wow. You know what? I think my brain filled in some letters. You're absolutely right.
We do have rakes, and you don't want to get your rake wires cut because then your rakes won't work. So if your rakes go out during the fall, you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine it. There'd just be a ton of leaves on the ground. So you don't sell like car tires or at all in the store.
Let me think. Do I sell tires? Goodyear, Michelin, Michigan. No, I know we don't.
Okay, I'll keep browsing. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Okay, keep it together.
Do you
honey.
Sell brisket here?
Oh, brisket.
I'm from Chicago, so I'm very picky about my brisket.
Oh, yes, sir, right this way. Let's surpass all this garbage brisket over here. Now, what we have here, this is our very special Chicago own. These are called ribs for her pleasure. Now, what these are is they are slabs of ribs with condoms on them. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Well, we call these ding-a-lings. My wife was in here earlier. She was asking about them.
I'm so sorry.
Excuse me, sir. Yes. I'm at the other end of the brisket aisle. I notice I'm interested in this brisket. Now, these are, it looks like it's four narrow strips of brisket, but they're kind of welded together, and it looks like you could maybe snap a piece of brisket off and eat it, or just take a bite out of the, if you're a total psychopath, yes, those, you could just take a bite out of the middle of the brisket.
Yeah, that's actually a brisket. So that's for a moil. And so they take these little ribs and they practice sort of biting off little pieces of it or
got
cutting
it.
Them off.
Sir, just out of curiosity, what were you teeing him up for in that moment?
No, I got what I deserved. The label on this says brisket cat, but I don't know if that's the four narrow strips. You're looking at me like you've never heard of a Kit Kat before.
Well, I've had a Kit Kat before, but I don't break them apart. I just bite into them.
That's why I said that. As in, if you're a psychopath, you can just bite into it.
Oh, did you want to follow the psychopath in our store? There's little fake tiles made of marble that lead straight to our Xanius section. Do you want to go take a look?
Yeah, I was there earlier. It looks like it's just a big hole in the floor. It feels like there's like spikes and stuff down there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, I'll go back and I'll just get a browse.
Okay. Anybody else have any brain busters?
I just also want some ice cream. I was wondering if you had a flavor or brand you could recommend.
Ice cream. Okay. Well, we have Overwipe. what else? What else? Blue.
No explanation on Overwipe, huh?
He's exhausted. Oh, give him some space.
We have Ken and Larry's. Ken and Larry's is from Vermont. It's Ken Griffey Jr. and Larry Walker, Colorado Rockies slugger, and they have opened up an ice cream store. The ice cream is terrible, and it's a lot of very bland flavors like Home Run Crunch and Triple Fudge.
JPC, are we really willing to break Adol only 200 episodes into the show? We need him for at least another couple hundred. We can't break him this early.
I could let this go. We just hit a winner, Ken and Larry's. I could let this go for a little while.
And if you do break me, we do have a break room where I can go and scream into that wall, that hole in the wall, and I'll be fine. Anybody else need anything else?
No, it's getting pretty late.
Yeah, I'm scared that it's going to be the straw that breaks a camel's back.
Yeah, we should be moseying on down the road, I think.
Thanks for the diapers.
He's just standing at the door.
Yeah, he's just waiting. He doesn't know who he is without the puns.
My first three customers in over 8 years. Little do they know, everything on the shelves is spoiled, rotten. Rotten to the core. The stench alone, I have to.
Sorry, sir.
Cover.
What was that? Are you talking to us?
Welcome.
Scene. Scene.
Oh, we're sorry. Thank you.
Wow.
The poor man who owns that store.
I like that. I thought for sure you're going to be like, Adol, I'll let you come up with the name because this will be a real treat for you. I thought you were going to say, like, this is a coffee shop, or this is, you know what I'm saying, like, you sell lingerie, but instead you're like, this is a store, you come up with a name, that's your treat, and it's like, what do I sell? And you're like, anything and everything.
What would have been your one for lingerie?
Oh, I don't know, Aaron.
I should open one called Aaron Go Bra. Aaron Go Bra, that's me, it's mine. Aaron Go Bra.
Aaron Go Bra, oh, okay.
It's Irish. Okay. It's all Irish lingerie. Leprechaun lingerie. This is nothing.
So it's all capes?
Doesn't matter. Forget it. Don't listen to me. Don't look at me.
How was your St. Patrick's Day? Well, my wife bought some leprechaun lingerie, so
we're getting
divorced.
Okay.
Post potatoes.
Nobody's fantasy.
Picture that we're in a sexy bog.
That is okay. Yeah. I'm gonna make my store merch, but I'm not gonna make the store exist. But it's gonna go Aaron Go Bra, and then the tagline is nobody's nobody's fantasy.
There's a pot of gold in my asshole.
Jeffrey, as always, thank you for being on the show. We apologize for wasting your time.
And thank you for the wonderful musical mashup. That was
so much fun. Original.
Thank you so much.
Good. I'm glad you watched those.
Yes, yeah. It was very, very fun. Jeffrey, where can people find you? And do you have anything that you would just love people to know about in general?
Sure. You can find me on all the social medias. My handle is Happier Man. I'm usually on Twitter and sometimes the Instagram as well. Things to know about me. Yeah, Joseph and I wrote a book a couple years ago, came out in March of 2020, called The Faceless Old Woman Who Secretly Lives in Your Home. And it kind of got lost in another big news event happening in March of 2020. And we just released the paperback 2 years later this month. So, hey, this is our favorite book that we've written. I think it's a really incredible horror adventure novel.
It's
The Faceless Old Woman Who Secretly Lives in Your Home. So please go check that out. And hey, if you like horror movies or are kind of squeamish about it like me, my friend Cecil and I do a horror movie podcast that, Adel, you have guested on before.
Yeah, twice.
Where we talk horror movies and make them accessible is Random Horror 9. If you search that anywhere, you'll probably find that on your podcatcher of choice.
Due to that podcast, I saw what is now what I think one of the most beautifully shot movies of all time.
Friday the 13th Part 2? Oh,
that's what it is.
That makes sense. That checks out.
What's the ballet?
Suspiria.
Suspiria, where I was like, every single frame of this I want hung on my wall. And then I think Cecil was gorgeous. Like, look behind me. And he had a frame of it hung on his wall.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
That's awesome. Yes, check all those things out. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, this is exciting because I'm announcing a new feature on Hey Riddle Riddle. I feel like, you know, every week I never have anything to plug. I have nothing going on. So instead, I'm ceding my plugs for the foreseeable future to read a 5-star review that we have for the podcast. This one is from Ellie Wants a Cookie. Ellie writes, "Dangerously addicting. These podcast hosts are the golden trio. Love their improv, witty banter, inside jokes, etc. Each episode actually makes me laugh out loud." And then there is a smiley face. Ellie Wants a Cookie. Thank you so much
for
sending that. And if you want to get your 5-star review read on the podcast, simply go to iTunes and submit a 5-star review for our little podcast. I will read yours. And guess what? I'll read whatever you fucking put there. As long as there's 5 golden stars on there, it's coming out of my mouth. So
yay! It's going to be a mess.
get on it, folks. Adel, anything you have to plug?
And guess what? Ellie gets a cookie.
She does.
I want to plug, I have a brand new lingerie shop opening up at a mall near you. It's called Teddy or Not.
Okay, I like it. Damn, is it like a hide and seek? Doesn't matter. I'll ask later. I'll ask off air.
And then in parentheses, it says, lace yourself.
Wait, like Teddy or not? This sounds like a Build-A-Bra workshop.
Don't do this. You put a little. You get to name it. You get to put. They sew a little heart in it.
Aaron,
I love it. Yes. Check out my other podcast, Sitcom D&D. Adel's episode is out by the time this episode's out. And then JPC's will be coming very shortly as well. So we're sandwiched in between their 2 episodes. So give it.
When Aaron says it's coming very shortly, they didn't have enough usable content for my episode. So it is coming in about 22 minutes.
Yeah. It's mostly us talking and then you plugging stuff at the end. But yeah, Adel's episode came out and it is truly one of my favorites. And so is JPC's. So this now's a good time to jump on board. And I think that's it.
Speaking of jumping on board, the other night I was night swimming and I did a little dive off the high dive. And as I was spinning through the air like a regular Greg Luke Gainspitz, I caught a glimpse in the night sky and it looked like the moon, but Aaron, it wasn't quite the moon. It looked a little bigger. Do you know what I saw in the night sky?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I had the phrase in my head a long time ago. Somebody, many years ago, we were playing this game in college, and the only thing, we would try to string as many together as we could. And I just, the one that's, the phrase that stuck in my head was, "You, Tupac, Shakourtney, Love, and Rockets."
That's professional level good. Yeah.
I didn't know how to clue that.
That's incredible.
Hey there, names and suggestions. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We step into Aaron's improv generator. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.